evening and happy new year. Welcome to The Simple Truth with Jeff Lewis and guests. Every Saturday evening, 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 Central and 7 to 8 Eastern on CBS Radio at www.cbsradio.com. Where if it's not on mainstream, it's on cbsradio.com. And if you're not getting it coast to coast AM, that's because it's on bbsradio.com. If my voice sounds a little funny, I'm a little bit nervous here. Yes, I did. Yes, she did. Yes, and you're talking to me while I'm on the radio. That's our lovely guest there. Anyhow, tonight, January 6th, 2007, with L.B. Bork, a true national patriot and educator of constitutional law and political awareness. Stay tuned, listeners. We have yet another great show in store for you tonight. Please be sure to have a pen and paper ready to copy down any useful information you will hear on tonight's show. To call in, our numbers are toll-free in the United States, 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for international callers, it's 530-876-3222. Again, those numbers are toll-free in the United States, 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for international callers, it's 530-876-3222. Again, we want to thank our producer, Don Newsom, for BBS Radio and what it has done for BBS to help feed the shift of consciousness around the planet. Wow! Through the advances of technology, BBS Radio will soon have internet TV and radio live streaming right into your home and your consciousness. BBS Radio is the way of the future, now. BBS Radio is the first to bring you truth, knowledge, consciousness, and much more through the internet and medium unparalleled conscious expansion. Simply awesome. Thank you, Don. And thanks again for giving our host, Jeff Lewis, the opportunity to spread the truth to those seeking it. Love and light to you and your family and all of our listeners, always. Tonight's announcements, we have no major announcements, but we will like to share our website with you. And our daughter, Sunshine, will be happy to share those with you right now. Sunshine?
Be sure to visit our website at www.2bhealthynow.com. Again, that's www.2bhealthynow.com. Thank you.
For any questions, be sure to contact our host at Sacred Technology, and that is sacredtech@cox.net. That's sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D, tech, T-E-C-H, at cox, C-O-X, dot net. And again, don't forget, water has shown us that it carries vibration and can store information and heal. So through water, we can heal the world and all those that live on it and in it. Like Dr. Moto, author of Messages from Water, has also shown us that scientifically and energetically, water has memory, can store vibration, and our host personally, he thinks that water has consciousness. So I truly believe that, and we have found so many awesome things with that. Sunshine, would you like to share? We'd like to talk a little bit about water.
If you have a bottle or a glass of water right now, please grab it and put both hands over it and close your eyes and say, we love water, we thank water, we respect water, we are all water, we are all one. Okay, this is my mom again.
Beautiful, Sunshine. Isn't she awesome? We love her. Again, any information needed, our links can be found at our website at www.2behealthynow.com. Again, that's www.behealthynow.com. And now, here is our host, The Simple Truth, Jeff Lewis.
Well, that was great, baby doll. You did wonderful. Just breathe. Just breathe. And to all our listeners, just breathe. We're going to be in store for a really great show tonight. Good evening, folks, and Happy New Year's. Thank you for joining us again tonight, now our third show for an enlightening evening with L.B. Bork from the People's Awareness Coalition at www.pacinlaw.org. LB specializes in constitutional education and political awareness. I hope some of my listeners tonight heard the December 9th show with Calvin Young on the vocal technology that is utilized with the Accelerator Chair. It was awesome. To get more information on the Accelerator Chair, go to www.accelerator, that's A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A-T-O-R, chair, C-H-A-I-R.com. And be sure to hear our past shows on BBS Radio's archives. As I've said before, the program, The Simple Truth, will be about health, nutrition, advanced healing technologies, modalities, and so much more. We will also be addressing current lawful and legal issues, and we will be interviewing top experts like LB tonight from around the world regarding our rights, freedoms, our property, our children, our future, with practical and viable solutions, and so much, much more. Again, information on this topic can be found at our website. At the very bottom of the index page, click on the Follow the White Rabbit link, or just simply email me anytime and ask for links to freedom, truth, and justice in the subject box. Folks, it is my intention with every show to give out freely viable, effective, affordable, and easily accessible healing suggestions and modalities that you can use and or do right in the comfort of your home, as well as educate you regarding our God-given rights, freedoms, our children's future, our property, and so much more. So please, freely share what you learned here tonight. Pass on the knowledge, and thanks for listening and being aware. The shift is here now. So, without further hoopla, let's get started tonight with our special guest, L.B. Bork. L.B., how you doing tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. Thanks
evening,
for having me.
You said you're a little tired, so hopefully we can get through this okay. And if you folks knew what L.B.'s doing and what he's put together, when you see the websites, that's all his. He did that himself. It's just amazing. Just amazing. So, L.B., could you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this field, and then maybe we can lead into what you're currently working on, trying to get out to the people that it's so desperately needed.
Sure. I guess this all started for me when Waco happened. That was a wake-up call for me. Of course, I always thought there was something wrong. I never participated in elections and things of that nature because basically I thought they're all crooks my whole life, even since I got out of high school. But when Waco happened back in, what was that, 93 already?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, that was a wake-up call. And even before that, I was getting into legal issues while I was still running my business at that time and studying law. And I would say for most people, they get into this because they don't want to pay income tax. Well, that wasn't the case with me. Of course, that's always an issue for most people, of course. But my main interest was to understand why I had to give up my property, which were my fingerprints, to own a full-auto machine gun. And, of course, everyone has the right, natural right to defend themselves. And I did not understand that with the Second Amendment being in place, and it was pretty clear. Well, I thought it was clear in the language it stated. But, of course, I learned that things have gone awry since that was implemented a long time ago, like 200-some years ago.
Uh-huh.
So my journey into law started back in 93. So I've been doing this a good 13 years.
Wow, wow. And the current stuff you're working on, we'll leave that for like the whole show. But let's talk a little bit about the website you put together, because you've done a lot of new stuff on the websites, I should say. It's just very in-depth, very amazing. What would you recommend as far as when people go to the packandlaw.site they start with?
It depends how educated they are. If they know a lot, they might want to study the articles and things on the PAC website. However, if they don't know that much in regard to what's transpired for the past 100 and some years, they might want to visit deprogram.us and go through that whole thing.
Yeah, that's amazing, folks. I do have a link up for that on BBS Radio's site under the program information. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, they might be better to go to deprogram.us because you shortcutted something and the URL isn't quite proper.
Okay.
But deprogram.us, it's pretty easy to remember. Just type that in.
Okay.
Or you can go to the link. Of course, that will work for people. But basically, when The Matrix came out several years ago, what was that, back in 98, was it?
One of my favorite movies, by the way.
Yeah. It most people didn't realize there was a lot of truth being told in that movie. Yeah. Of course, it was in the form of science fiction.
Right.
Several people go through the deprogramming sequence, especially kids, I want to say younger people. And when they go through it, I've seen comments on forum boards because I do monitor, you know, visitors. So once in a while, I see comments like, boy, I didn't know there was so much real truth being exposed in that, because I use the parallels to the Matrix to describe what's transpired. And, of course, a lot of people don't like the themology, some people don't, but, you know, they want to cut to the chase, which are the bulk of the sequence is in a PDF file if you just want to download the text and read it and eliminate the entertainment parallels. You can do that.
What was that article you wrote, Treason by Design?
Hats
off to you on that. That was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. What they've done with the 14th Amendment over, you know, 130 years ago is basically they wanted to pull people into the federal jurisdiction, and all people are being controlled by federal law via the 14th Amendment. 130-plus years ago, people had nothing to do with the federal government, nothing at all. Or if they did, it was very minimal. Right. And there was some kind of a special engagement via some kind of contract that you know, would have to happen. Federal law never touched them.
As far as contracts, what are you referring to? Like driver's license, birth certificates, marriage licensing?
Well, it's kind of a two-step system. A lot of that stuff is still handled by the states. As many of you might know, there's a national ID card coming out next year.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the plan anyway. But I say to people, they complain that they don't want to take this national ID card, but I say to them, what's your problem? You're already a national of the United States.
Right.
Why not just take the ID? Stop complaining.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they don't understand what's transpired. And if you read my book, The Red Amendment, or a lot of the articles on my site that I've written, you'll understand closer to what they've done, or, you know, have a better understanding, rather.
Now, can they get that book on the site? Do they order it through you?
Yes. It's on the homepage, $20 donation.
Wonderful.
I am in the progress of doing a rewrite after 6 years. It'll be the third edition.
Okay.
I'm working on that this month, and it will be done by the end of the month, because that is my goal. I've got too much other work to do the rest of the year, so I have to get that out of the way. And I'm working on it right now. So it's going to have a lot more clear explanations and some added material. But anyone that has the old version, $10 donation will get them the new one.
Okay.
With proof of purchase, of course.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add to that topic?
The book, basically the Red Amendment, if you follow what's transpired with the Federal Reserve System,
uh-huh.
And if you study, and a lot of listeners might not buy this, but there's two references to the Red, okay? The Red Amendment refers to the 14th Amendment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the Red stands for two things. Again, excuse me. Their plan was to institute the Federal Reserve System. Of course, that didn't happen until many years later. 1868 is when the 14th Amendment was implemented. It took them several years to get the Federal Reserve into place, and it eventually cleaned out the gold reserves and things of that nature.
Right.
And the U.S. went into basically perpetual debt, and that's one reference to Red, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's perpetual debt, of course, bookkeeping, the reference to Red is red ink, or, you know, debt, or,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the second reference is all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are applied. So as communism, communists over in Russia were called Red.
Right.
Or, they're referred
red
to
China.
As Reds.
Uh-huh.
So basically, that's why it's called the Red Amendment. Yeah, that's why I entitled it that.
So what are your thoughts as far as your research that's going to happen with the FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes, that we're using to perpetuate the debt?
What's going on with that?
No, what do you think's going to happen? I mean,
what's going to happen in the future with that?
Oh,
I know it's devaluating quite a bit, but I don't really follow that issue. That's not my forte.
So again, if we recommend anybody what currency to deal with, again, it would be probably just the old basics, gold and silver.
Oh yeah, definitely. I would not. I haven't had a personal bank account for since 1983, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
I never trusted banks. I don't like them.
Well, you're smart.
For
you're
obvious
smart.
Reasons.
You're very smart in that arena because
yeah.
I thought we had a good one, and we're now starting to have problems with them as well now, thanks to the Patriot Act.
Oh, really? What happened, may I ask?
Oh, they just want more information. They want more details. I started the account without a Social Security number, which was not easy to do.
Right.
I used an employer identification or an EIN number, and then they put it down as a Social Security number anyways. So
yeah, they'll do that.
I closed the account, and that was it. I was done with them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's getting harder.
I don't know if you know too much about offshore stuff, but that's still the best viable thing when you're dealing with gold and silver, offshore accounts, bank accounts, and things of that nature. Ultimately, like you and I have talked many times before in the past, we just need to have our own bank.
Yes, and we're going to be working on that. What we're creating is state nationals. If you go on the PAC site, you'll see a link.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that now.
Okay.
Go ahead. What is state nationals and what does that mean?
Well, it's geared, again, like I just mentioned, the people getting the national ID card. Under the 14th Amendment, it made everyone federal citizens, okay? That made them subject to the federal government. They're calling everyone nationals of the United States also under legislation pursuant to the 14th Amendment. So everyone's one nationality. And if you look at the Communist Manifesto, it says in there they're going to do away with countries and nationalities.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I'm typically Hispanic. My lineage is from Spain.
Right.
When they put me down on applications, they always mark white.
Right.
Caucasian. Because
right.
That's where they get most of their money, correct?
Where?
The more whites they have on there, the more money they get, the more they can basically...
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, that's
yeah, but this used to be a... I talked to one of my research people, friends,
uh-huh.
this last week, and I was going through the old California Constitution, the 1849
uh-huh.
version. By the way, the Communist Manifesto was written in 1848. So that's when all this started. Of course, the Civil War happened in 1861.
Uh-huh.
And then, the Red Amendment took place, in 1868. So, it took a few years for them to get this in place, but it happened. But anyway, back to the California Constitution, when they had their immigration citizenship requirements, it allowed white people only in California, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It also let white people from Mexico at that time come in because I guess my research friend from South Carolina said there were a lot of people in Mexico at the time that were white. Of course, that's changed over the past 130-some years. But, so there were white Mexicans back then, so-called, based on the continent or the country.
Right.
Which Mexico is also a federation like the United States is.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, getting back to the elimination of countries and nationality, they're just doing it with overlays. The 14th Amendment is technically just an overlay, and the states are still there. Each one is a country.
Uh-huh.
But they've unified it all under fraudulent, measures. So everyone's, they've technically did away with 50 nationalities and combined them into one. So that's part of the communist, doctrine
right.
under the manifesto. But what we do is we terminate that national of the United States status and to claim our rightful status. And that's what I have been doing for people for 7 or 8 years now.
And that's the process you do.
Yeah,
the process
right.
is currently costing right now?
And it's $450,
that's
and it? Then it's $300 to a lifetime membership per household for membership in State National.
That's amazing, OB. Most people I talk to in this arena just doing one or two things, not even pertaining to anything you're doing, they charge thousands of dollars.
I know.
Speaking of which, let's talk about what we talked about in our last conversation when we mentioned that you had found out just, a few days ago that somebody was using your process and charging some $4,000.
Yeah, they charged them $4,000. And, people like that, they steal the information, and it doesn't do anyone any good.
Well, a lot of the times they use it incorrectly, and people wind up in jail.
They don't know how to defend it, one.
Right.
And then if they get a hold of one copy of the paperwork, each person is different, so it's customized
right to
them. So you can't boilerplate it. And most of these patriots for profit is what they're referred to. Generally aren't smart enough, because they have not done the research, to alter the paperwork to the proper parameters.
Right. Now, how long does that process take, typically?
Oh, 90 days, roughly. Depends
how
diligent.
That's with all the mailings, that's with all the letters and everything
right.
that comes out, and waiting a week or two, and then
right.
bringing out the next pack of stuff, correct?
Yes, it's all legal process. It's similar to, in simple terms, it's similar to the Declaration of Independence. It's not quite as intense because there were repercussions of the Founding Fathers that did that. There are actually provisions for this. The only way to get away with what they're doing is by people's ignorance, their deception in teaching people, and misinformation, disinformation. They have plants out there misguiding people.
Right.
And fear, okay? Those are the things that keep people from knowing the truth. But they have left a remedy, in other words. So the remedy is what we're doing.
And that's what they have to do. I mean, it's just almost like the whole thing, the spiritual battle going on right now.
Sure,
And, Satan cannot get your soul unless you agree and sign the contract.
Right, right.
And this is exactly the same thing.
And I tell people that if you're not spiritually ready, if you're doing this to get out of paying income tax or because you have a problem with government at the time, you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Right.
This is a spiritual decision.
Right.
Period. If you're not doing it for that reason, you shouldn't be doing it.
Don't even bother, because you'll get yourself in a mess of trouble.
Yeah. If you can't jump in and out, you have to stick to your guns.
Yeah.
Once you do it, one of my clients recently, a couple of years ago, I guess, they had some tax problems, and they did the process for that reason. The wife was, basically headstrong on staying out of the system, but her husband worked for the county, and I told her that it's going to be a real problem. Anyway, I just heard recently they're getting divorced and filing bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is, I kind of back up a little bit. This status they put us under, or Americans under, the 14th Amendment, is a legal entity, okay? It's not a creation of God, it's a creation of man.
Right.
And under the 14th Amendment, that citizenship status, you're an entity of man, okay? That's one of the things that it does.
Uh-huh.
Okay, part of the benefit, one of the benefits of being an entity of man is allows you to file bankruptcy. And under God's law, you have to pay all your debts.
All debts, correct.
Yeah, so this is a total lifestyle change. Anyway,
do you have anything in your process or what you do to show people how to eliminate their debts, or does this do this when they do your process?
I work with people that do that, but that's not what we specialize in.
Right.
Yeah, that's another thing with these groups out there. They always have to be selling something.
Right.
And most of them have grabbed everything out there. And I do one thing, and that's it. That's what I, fund what we're doing with. I don't go out there and sell every package under the sun.
Cool.
And a lot of these groups rely on return business. So that's not what we're about. And that's what State Nationals is going to be. It's going to be a collective group of people that have corrected their status, that work together using the same legal techniques. And it's all going to be a collaborative thing, and it isn't going to be a continual money-sucking venture.
There's not any money to suck right now in this country.
But. Well, not much, but leave it to the Patriots for profit. They find ways to do it.
That's a good way of putting it. What is the site for State Nationals? Is that up and running now, or is it just a front page?
It's a splash page. We're hoping to get that up in the next couple months. There's a lot of work. The site is done, but the content needs to be filled in. There's a lot of work to do on that because basically what we're creating is a pseudo-government or, we have to come up with a constitution and all our operating procedures and all that kind of stuff. The license plates we will have for people's cars and trucks, et cetera, they're not the license plate per se, but they're a plate, identification plate.
Okay.
Will be registered so, law enforcement can check it on the website.
And also there's going to be national ID cards.
Yes, we have our own state national cards too, and those are almost done. I'm working with one of the hologram companies in the United States here that do work for governments all over the world. And the holograms are done. We just have to get the paper that the ID is printed on done, and they should be done within the next 60 days. And each they're all ID'd, and they're not going to be able to be duplicated because they do have the hologram protection systems in.
Right. Now, this is not something that's approved by the government. This is something that's recognized.
Now, yes, they have to recognize it. You have the right to association under international law. They can't stop that. And via the 14th Amendment, like I said, they disenfranchised the lawful body politic, which they couldn't do lawfully.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all lawful. They have no standing to come against us. It's only the smart and the spiritually aware that are going to be able to do this. The ones that don't want to be don't want to have the king.
Right.
I'm sure if your listeners follow the biblical principles, people have always wanted a king.
Uh-huh.
And I think most of the people in America, even if they had the chance to be free, they wouldn't do this. Because they want the babysitting service.
Well, the problem is I really don't think if they really had the full knowledge in their heads to think with and work with, they would.
I don't know. I don't know, Jeff.
And the ones that do, of course, they get too scared and fear comes in. They think, I'm just one person. I'm not going to make a difference. Einstein was one person. He made a major difference. One person can make a difference, but one person can also continue that ripple in the pond.
Yeah, I don't know. It's yet to be seen what might happen. I still think they're going to want the government to protect them or babysit them.
Yeah, but as long as it's the government for and by the people, if that's what we choose to continue using in this country and in this nation.
Well, eventually it might come back, and that is the mission statement of PAC, People's Awareness Coalition, to educate people enough to the point where they'll want to go back to living under God's law.
Right, the nation under God. Exactly.
Right. But no, that was
what does
propaganda.
The national process do for you? What exactly does it do once you've done this paperwork?
It kills that legal fiction, or legal entity, rather. It kills a bunch of legal fictions. Legal fictions are presumptions under law. And legal entity is the man-created entity. Some people out there are calling it a straw man, but that's not it.
Well, a corporation or corporate entity.
Yeah, you're a corporate entity, technically.
Like, which most property in this country now is owned by corporate entities, not real flesh and blood beings.
Right.
It's technically supposed to be owned.
Right, and then that's how they're taxing everyone.
Right.
And things of this nature. These tax protest groups are always going to lose because they don't understand law. It cracks me up about, there's a bunch of tax protest groups
out there.
What
do you think about Irwin Schiff?
He's one of them. I didn't want to mention names, but, these guys look at the tax code and they think they have everything figured out.
Uh-huh.
I have studied international law, legal maxims, all the way back to the Roman Empire, where everything basically has come from, the international system. And until you know all these parameters, you're not going to understand anything.
Right.
Because they're using principles of law against these guys
right.
that they don't even see. just because it's written in the code, the Internal Revenue Code, there's no, it's so convoluted that there is no silver bullet. There's no golden key that lets you out. The only golden key that'll let you out is terminating the federal citizenship.
You mentioned the whole straw man thing. I just got some news today from a friend of mine that this guy, Randy, I don't know his last name, but he's Lee, wasn't his last name, but it was Randy Lee, court case, brought up on tax charges. And what he did, you mentioned the straw man, is when he came up to the judge and he was ready to go, he says, "Your Honor, there's one correction regarding this case I'd like to make.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, my name, Randy, is not spelled capital R, capital A, capital N, capital D, capital Y, blah, 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 capital. My name is spelled capital R, small a, small n, small mm-hmm. b, blah, 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 and I would like that to be updated in this case." So, and this is federal, by the way. And the judge looks over at the prosecutor and says, so what, do you have any comment on that? And the prosecutor basically just said, you know, regardless of what he thinks or how his name is spelled, that doesn't give him any right or protection from the law. The judge goes, okay, that's it. Next case.
Yeah, that story might have happened.
No, it did. The actual case, it will be up on the website, and I'll send a copy of that and a link to you, because that's definitely, we need things like that, success cases, even if it's as simple as that. So what do you know about court of law, or not court of law, excuse me, court of record?
I don't know. There's so many patriot theories, just like the one you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
People will get by occasionally on things of that nature. But if they're not walking the walk, they're eventually going to get caught. I don't know why the judge did that.
That's one of the big problems, LB, is that there are people that really passionately want to do something with this stuff and utilize it, but when the feds are knocking at their door or raiding their house or they're being hauled off in handcuffs, they're basically, you know, crapping their pants, freaking out, not knowing what to do. Everything they learned is, like, scrambled in their head.
Right.
What I wanted to do was find people that are used to going to court, used to dealing with judges, used to that whole system, educate them, then they can become, in a sense, a secured party or a representative for you, not as a lawyer, bar lawyer, of course, but as a common law, and go into this court, set it up as a court of record, Article 3 court, under the Constitution, which basically there's four questions. You walk in, you stand behind what's called the bar, which are those little doorways you walk through before you go up to the podium. Because once you walk past that, you're toast. You're in their jurisdiction. So you stand back where you're sitting down in the audience behind the bar. You walk up. They call your name. You say, "Your Honor, I have a few questions for you." First question is, when you took your position as judge in the bench, you were required to take an oath of office. Is that correct? Yes, it is. And in this oath of office, you vowed or swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, blah, blah, blah. Yes. Good. So in this case, we will proceed as a constitutional case, correct? Yes. Good. Anything I submit into this case will be filed on record, correct? Yes. Good. Now, you walk past the bar to the podium, and this has happened several times already, and people have won almost 100% of their cases doing this. Once they get up to the podium, they say, "Your Honor, I'd like you to ask every single attorney to leave this courtroom at this time, because they have no jurisdiction there in a common law court." Then you say, "I'd like you to change the flag behind you from an Admiralty flag to a true United States constitutional flag," which they have in the back room and they will do. At this point, you are now in control of that case. They are doing what you say to do. You present what you need to present and get into that case. It's all a court of record now, and there's no attorneys present to screw it all up. And this is something a few people I've been working with are heavily researching in, because literally this one person won, was it 600? 600 for 600 cases.
Yeah, that's the Flynns. They were on my radio show.
Yeah, I think you mentioned, that's right. Okay, and a few others that were just major success by doing it this way.
The thing is,
there's no need to be in any fear when you're standing in front of the judge. I mean,
no, but most people are, like you stated. And, the goal of our what we're doing is I'm light years ahead of that. We don't want to be bothered by these people.
There's
no reason you should even be stopped by the police.
Well, that would be a dream come true, but if then something happens, like a close friend of ours right now going through something, actually, what can they do? I mean, they did the paperwork, but they're not ready to go up in front of a judge and speak. What can they do? Do you have
support? It gets back to what I'm professing. If you read this material, anyone that hasn't done the process in the system, is an enemy of the Republic. Yep. I do not consort with the enemy, so I don't give them legal advice.
Right.
Even though the whole thing's a fraud, I've pretty much drawn my line in the sand.
Yeah.
I won't help these people. I'll educate them, and if they want to do the right thing, then you know, they can become one of us. But
well, you've offered the help because it's on the website, and they can get all the information they need as far as they want.
But that's as far as I go. I educate them, but I'm not going to help them get out of a jam. Because
about people that do have their heads on straight, that are about this and spiritually connected and really, really want to do this right, like our current friend right now going through a situation,
mm-hmm.
and which he hasn't been charged yet, by the way, still.
You're not going to mention his name, which I don't expect you to, but...
Well, I can say JP, but that doesn't mean anything to anybody out there, so...
He's getting help from someone. I noted in an email. They're in Vegas, I think. Or Nevada, anyway.
Okay.
I don't know. I was kind of disappointed because JP never got a hold of me. That's the problem.
He just got funding in so he can actually make calls now non-collect. I'm sure he didn't want to take any collect calls where you're at from where he's at. That wouldn't have been too cost-effective for you, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know. So you're in touch with him?
No, just a couple of people that are in touch with him right now. I just spoke with him last night to see what was going on. They just transferred him from a hellhole in San Bernardino out to L.A. so he can have access to a law library. Still has not been charged yet. He's been to court several times, and I'm sure he knows what he's doing. I mean, and thanks to him, I know you.
Yeah.
And thanks to him,
he's the one that
was really educating me in the full process how to stay on the right path and not go off with these patriot, money-hungry, you know, get-you-screwed people out there.
Right. I don't know what happened. You know, it was a surprise to me when I heard about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. You know, I haven't heard anything. Don't know the details. I don't know what they got him for.
It's real interesting that they could even do what they're doing right now when he's already been to the head court and been already told, that's it, you're out of the system, don't deal with Federal Reserve currency, and you won't have any problems. And since then, he hasn't. And he always carries gold and silver on him all the time.
Well, I don't agree with the Federal Reserve currency thing. We do a currency protest that's based on the legal tender cases, which dates back prior to the 14th Amendment. And if the thing is presented properly, there shouldn't be a problem with that because it's done under cause of necessity. The United States have to provide legal tender, which they do. They give gold and silver, but it's not the currency of the realm that's accepted by most of the...
You can't go to the grocery store or pay the gas station attendant with it.
They cannot do that, and that's what they've done.
The one thing I really love, though, is when I do go out and buy gold and silver with FRNs, it's just, like, so beautiful because you're giving them worthless paper for something of value.
Yeah.
So, I do highly recommend that right now. I know you hear it a lot out there, gold and silver. Really start looking into that. If you do nothing to put some savings aside, make sure it's gold and silver because, again, that can be exchanged anywhere for any currency worldwide. It is going up dramatically right now, and I think because of what's going on in this country, it will continue to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to what Bush is doing in Iraq and everything else, it's going to really, I mean, they're talking, what, $3,000 an ounce type thing that's going to be going to.
Yeah, amazing.
And so buy the gold now, and you'll be happy you did.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any money in the banks.
No, definitely not.
And that's happened before, and
that's the biggest problem with FRNs is anything we buy with FRNs, and I'm even worried, you know, when you buy gold and silver in that case, that they can, that's why they can come in and just take it, because it's technically not yours. You bought it with someone else's currency. You agreed to use that currency that made that their property.
I don't know if I agree with that. There was a case after the Civil War. It was Thornton v. Smith. And some property was bought with Confederate notes at the time. And the guy said, well, this guy had never paid for the property.
Uh-huh.
The court said, no, it was the currency of the realm. There was... even exchange, the bulk of the people are using that currency, so therefore the property was paid for.
Now, what do you know in the realm of land patents and property protection? Do you anything there? Do you believe
that? You know, Jeff, I've told, you know, people are all over the board, and I tell people, well, you want to hold your property under land patent? A slave can't own property.
Well, of course, they have to have their status corrected. Yeah.
Right. So the point is, I have not studied that portion of it because I don't have enough people interested to do the right thing.
I got you.
So that's the next step, and I do know people that have worked on those things, but we haven't gotten to that point yet because I don't have enough people correcting the status.
We will get there, LB. I promise you that.
Yeah.
That's one of the people actually helping JP out right now. Actually flew out to New Orleans when that whole scam went down out there. It was a test to see how fast they could depopulize an area and move people around and take their property. So these guys are going out there to help these people get land patents on. Of course, they're completely ignorant to all this stuff, so they have to have somebody stand up for them. But again, once these land patents were in place, they couldn't step foot on the property. And if you had a mortgage and the building was sitting on that property, they couldn't step foot to touch that building, the nails, the wood, the glass, because it's on your dirt, owned by a real being, not a corporate entity or a fiction.
Yeah, these are all theories, but I haven't heard any luck with it.
Well, I'll keep you posted on that one, too. Then.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories, Jeff, I hear.
Oh, I know.
But I even talked to, you know, this UCC stuff that went around.
Uh-huh.
I have not heard one case where it's worked.
Well,
so,
I've personally, before I hooked up with you and your paperwork, have had success, but that was only with state. State is
you know, some people
state.
Might
if
have
it's
slipped.
Federal, it's a whole other realm ball of wax.
Slip by the legal principle behind it, though, is not substantiated.
No, of course, right.
So yeah, anyone's going to slip by. You said Randy Lee got his tax case dismissed. I mean, he might have slipped by that time.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of legal fictions that they can apply against you. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't. You said the papers there, but again, with the Flynns, they say they've won all these cases, but there's no evidence of it.
Well, that's because, for one thing, what I think personally. When you're dealing with something like that, either on the public or in the private, right? The Matrix, you know, whole genre. So if you do and submit things into that court privately, it has to be kept private.
No.
So they're not going to publish it. And on top
of
that,
seal
if
cases
they had to publish it publicly, they're going to bury it.
No, sometimes, but, you know, we have a bunch of wins. But
yes, I do.
You know, it's hard to say. I just don't trust anything I hear. And unless I talk to the people directly, even though they were on my show, I didn't confront them with that fact. If you're doing so well, why don't you post all these cases?
Exactly.
And you know, I just don't like to embarrass people. If they're doing good things, that's great.
Well, I probably have less than half a dozen. Actually, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, not even 4 or 5 people that I know that I can trust in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That have results, get results, continued results. And are doing it for the right reasons, not about money.
Right.
Obviously, what you're charging for what you do, which I've done the process, is very extensive. $400, $450 is
there's
away.
People out there charging thousands.
You're giving
and
it
you
away.
Know, and this political status issue, really, I didn't hear come about until I released my book back in 1999. And after that, there you know, there's a whole flock of people out there selling packages. Under different names, and of course it goes around the movement, and everyone tries to profit off it, and it's just made a mess because people weren't walking the walk.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to a lot of these offshore programs that are going on right now. I'm sure my friend is listening tonight out of Florida. Hello, Dale. I haven't had a chance to really look into it. I've heard about it before, but it sounds very, very similar to other programs I've heard out there. This one's called Quest. And what they do is basically, you know, program one, they educate you. Program two, you start doing the process. Program three, they start setting up your trust and bank accounts and offshore stuff, asset protection, all that kind of stuff.
I talked to someone this week that said the thing's a total ripoff.
No, so you've heard of Quest.
It's
not that it's a ripoff. I mean, but again, people are trying to get the knowledge out there, but they're doing it for the wrong reason.
Right.
I mean, once we get the knowledge out there, like in my other half of my programs, being in health and nutrition, once I started making what I did, about helping people, really, just to help people. I don't care if I get paid. I started making more money than I ever needed to make, and my family was taken care of, were provided for. Before I did that, I made it about the money, and I always struggled to survive. And that's what's going on out there, is all these people are getting all this amazing information with these amazing solutions that do work if used correctly, but then they're thinking, God, this is so amazing. I could charge thousands of dollars for it all day long. And they do. You know?
That's
one reason I have this show, is so we can bring the truth out there. And get the truth to the people, let them lead them to the education. I don't want anybody to take your word for it or my word for it. I want you to educate yourself on what we're talking about. And I guarantee you, once you start reading this stuff, You're going to feel a release of tension, a release of dark energy. Your shoulders and weight will feel lighter. You just, knowledge is so much power. It is so much power. But again, applied knowledge is even more power. Because again, there's a lot of people out there like Quest with the power and the knowledge, but they're not applying it correctly. They're applying it for the wrong reason, so it's not going to succeed. It just won't. I've watched so many things like this succeed for a year or two, maybe even 3 or 4 years, but then it just falls, and it falls hard. Everybody that put all their time and energy and money into it falls with them.
Yeah, well, it's because they're... I fundamentally think the reason it fails is because they're slaves. They're not walking the walk. I've seen this a lot with the tax movement. People don't want to pay taxes. They set up this trust to hide their income, which in fact is a fraud and tax evasion.
Right.
And, you know, these things keep happening and happening. And,
well, what are your thoughts on the tax and IRS and all that? That is voluntary as long as you're not a government or never been a government employee or a military employee.
No, I don't believe that.
It's in the code book.
No, I haven't seen it.
Unless you're a government employee, then you have to pay tax.
No, I've seen that, and it's a misread.
Hmm.
Yeah, people are misreading the law.
Well, maybe I need to
They're reading into something that's not there. I can interpret what they're saying pretty well. Like I said, Don Harkins, I was on his show this morning, and I don't know anyone over the past 130-plus years that's deciphered Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. So you have to really understand what you're reading, and they're very deceptive.
It was because I was being attacked, and I had to learn it. I was forced to learn it, and unfortunately, that's what it is for most people. They will not. You'll give them the knowledge, put it in front of them, it will collect dust. They won't do anything about it.
Yeah.
But once their loved one or themselves is hauled off to jail, they're crying for help, and they want to know it all now. They want to learn it all. They promise you to God they're going to study it and learn it, and they normally do. But it's usually too late because...
Well, it's too late or, you know, once they're out of trouble, they forget about it and go back to the same old wrong life.
Right.
And, you know, you don't see them again until they have problems again. Those aren't the people we're interested in.
Right.
I don't even want to talk to those people.
Well, it's like Morpheus said in the movie The Matrix, you know, anybody else that is not conscious of what we're here and what we're doing is basically an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
At this point.
Well, I just basically told you the same thing.
Right.
Which I won't help people like the Flynns are with their issues because I'm so adverse to the system. It's hypocritical to be in it and not want to, you know, pay the penalties like the Cruikshank case that. Back in the late 1800s,
right.
About the 14th Amendment.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I found it real hard to believe that anyone could win a case based on my name's not spelled that way. I mean, that's a real stroke of luck.
Well, they're rarity. I've heard of a few of them, but again, most of them were state and they weren't federal. So when he said this was federal, I was like, really? And you're getting, he's got some of the information up, but he does not actually have the actual court site, and he's working on that now.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm the same way now.
You know, all
I've
these
had
stories.
To learn the hard way, so I'm exactly the same way. I'm with you on that one.
You know, there's been a rumor that's going around that there's a state passport, okay? There are state-issued passports, and there isn't.
Well, in your process, we're basically terminating all agreements and contracts that were forced upon us, whether through ignorance or not. What does somebody do now when they want to travel? Because they're going to make it now. They're talking about doing this, and I'm sure they're going to do it probably this year. Making it mandatory. If you go anywhere, you got to log it in. You got to have your passport. You have to get permission to go.
Now,
permission to go. You can't just leave and take off and go visit your family in another country. You have to get permission.
Now, the same thing. We've had the people that have corrected their status enter and come and go out of the United States without passports. But like you said, it is getting harder, and the only way that's going to be fixed is if we have more people working on the same page in the same direction.
And
we
and
can't
what,
have.
What does that mean? Does that mean the state national ID card you're producing will be our passport?
Will
it have to be a separate.
Well, the issue, the way the statute is written, I have paperwork on that, but I don't give it out to the commoners because I've already given enough information out that's been perverted.
Yeah.
Or misused over the past 7 years. So that's one thing I'm keeping under wraps, the legal argument for it. The statute for passports is written in such a manner that they could issue a state national passport, but they don't. They don't have it under the regulations. All they offer people is a national of the United States status, or national of the United States status by a passport.
So what would you recommend then, assuming this does happen, where you've got to get permission to leave the state or the country? Do you have something you're working on with that? Do you have
what would have to be done in that case is a mass lawsuit against the Department of State to enforce what I'm talking about against in regard to that the statutory language and make them issue a passport if they're going to be stinky about these passports or making travel impossible unless you have a passport issued by the federal government.
Now, you mentioned you had done a radio show. You want to tell our folks a little bit about that and maybe the website link to that? Are you still doing the show?
Yeah, I'm on First Amendment Radio.
And the website is?
And it's firstamendmentradio.com.
Okay.
It's all spelled out, and you can find it that way. But the show's on Monday nights, and it's on from 5 to 7 Central. And you can figure it out from your time zone from there.
Okay.
All the times are on the website.
Okay. Well, I'll
the PAC website.
I'll put up a link on that for our listeners.
Yeah. If you go on the PAC homepage, it's mentioned at the bottom of the main page.
And how's that going, by the way? You sound a little disappointed with the results of that.
Well, I'm glad I got the offer for the radio time, but I'd rather be on like station like RBN, a little more better produced, but and it's got more listeners, of course. But I can get a lot of good guests. I know a lot of people, but I kind of hold back because I don't think the audience is there. Of course, that comes with time.
Right.
I hate to complain, because they did offer me the show and it's working out pretty well.
Well, I just figure any way you can get the truth out there, the better.
Yeah, and that's why I do this. I'm not the best host by any means, but the information has to be out there.
Yeah, you get a little bit too emotionally involved in these things, I'll be. So I tell you, just lighten up. You know, even this guy taking your paperwork and charging people whatever.
No, I don't care.
It's going to be a good thing. The karma will take care of it. You're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
As long as you stay in your integrity, stay in truth, and stay in the light, what you're doing is on purpose.
Yep. Yeah, well the woman that I met through this whole thing, it was interesting because she's gotten ripped off by a bunch of people. She actually wants to put a website up listing all the people that have stolen money from her and not done anything in the movement. And she stopped listening to people about a year ago and started looking at things herself through various issues or studying the code herself or, the Constitution, whatever she did. But when I started talking to her, I swore that she read my book and, read all my paperwork, but she didn't. So bits and pieces of what I've taught the last 7 years or so are out there, but it's polluted with other garbage. So the point is, she was able to eliminate the garbage and come back to the point where she should be at. So that made me feel good that I probably did teach her or got her started indirectly, even though she didn't know who I was until this week, of course.
And then she told you, by the way, I did this process, and guess what? It's yours.
Yeah, man, it freaked me out. But I figured that was going on, but this is the first time I've heard it from direct evidence.
Okay.
And it happened to be Richard Kegley in Washington.
Uh-huh.
And the guy, evidently, I guess he's not doesn't have a good reputation. But
well, like I said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't worry about it.
It'll be just fine. It'll be just fine. And hopefully some of our listeners tonight are already at your website doing the deprogramming, because I love that, the way you've got the whole Matrix theme on there. that's hats off again to you to that. And like I talked about, we're going to find out the producers from Matrix. I'm sure they're going to be 100% behind you.
Well, hopefully. Nothing's happened so far. they're credited for the information that is on there. But I don't know. there's people that haven't seen the movie, or kids maybe, that run across this. So that's nothing but advertising for them.
Uh-huh.
You know, they want to go out and buy the movie again. Like I said, some kids have said, geez, I didn't know that had such a deep message in it. So they'll go out and rent it or buy it, you know,
uh-huh.
again just to watch it again. So it's advertising for them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, at least you wake them up that way.
Yeah.
And we are getting, from what you told me, a lot of younger generations now, like from MySpace and things like that, going to your site?
Yeah, I get occasional hits from your site.
I'm saying from MySpace. That there's a website called MySpace.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's mostly the younger generation. My daughter, my 21-year-old daughter, got me involved in that. And Alex Jones has even got a place up on
right
now. And some of the BBS hosts from the show, not my show, but the BBS site, have some sites on there to get to the younger generation because they're so passionate about doing something, but they just don't know what to do. That's why they're so frustrated.
Right.
That's why they turn to drugs. That's why they turn against their parents. That's why, you know, sex, everything else that goes on with our younger generation right now. I've got 5 kids, so believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the school systems on top of that is just like, oh, my God, we could do a whole show on what the educational paradigm is all about in these school systems these days and what it's for and why they're doing what they're doing is to create good little slaves.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That this whole system is set up to create human resources.
Yeah. Well, we're at the end of the show, I think. So again, the website, the main website is all they need to go to, correct? That's the www.pacinlaw.org, PACINLAW.org, correct?
Correct.
And if anybody would like to email you, there's a link there. Would you like to give out your email address now?
Mine's lb@pacinlaw.org, but there's a place on the main page or within the main part of the site where you can contact me also, or the coalition, as I refer to it as.
So what we need to do is start getting to some of these people that are doing some, getting some good results and getting some success stories, and start to group together with these kind of people and say, look, what's our main end purpose, end intention? It's to save this country, save our children's future, basically, because you and I aren't going to be around very much longer in terms of that, of lifespans. But our children are, and their children are. Right now, they don't have very much to look forward to. So we need to really figure out a way where we can come together with the conscious people, and I always use the word conscious. That means somebody who's doing it for the right reasons, because then they know if they do it for the wrong reasons, what's going to happen to them and everybody around them. So I think that's something you and I should probably start working on. I'd like to have you on the show again in another few weeks if you're interested.
Sure. I'm always open to come on shows. Talk about updates and things like that. I don't know. Like I said, I like to see the evidence of all these wins.
Yeah.
Of course, I know we have some. And they're not, you know, easy or whatever, but they do happen.
Yeah.
Using the principles that I profess.
I got you. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here. And again, I'll leave our listeners with the general website, which will have links to packandlaw.org and everything else we're doing. And that's the www.tobehealthynow.com, which you already heard my daughter announce and spell that for you. If you have any problems, the link's on BBS Radio. And go to tonight's info. Show info down the center and go to the links for our websites. And LB, you gave out our listeners your addresses, so that's done.
Yes, well, we can mention deprogram.us again.
Yeah, deprogram.us. That you're going to love. It's great,
yeah.
Folks. So, how long does that whole program take, by the way?
Oh, it depends how fast you are, but most people say about an hour.
Okay.
It's involved. I mean, freedom isn't free, so. In a sense, you know, it takes time to learn, so you have to be patient.
Right.
Unfortunately, people have been trained to have no attention span and want quick fixes.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, again, let's thank our listeners for tuning in tonight, and thank you, LB, for taking out your valuable time with us here tonight.
No problem.
More important, for being part of raising the consciousness around this planet.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
No problem. And as always, folks, The Simple Truth with Jeff Lewis and guests will continually and always seek out cutting-edge products and healing modalities from around the world and do our best to keep you up to date on current affairs going on in our country and our corrupt court systems throughout our country and what we can do to stop it, prevent it, never see it again, and get our country and our courts back. And most important, I'm always seeking and staying in truth, in the light, in love, always. Again, thanks for tuning in this evening, brothers and sisters of light, and please be sure to come back next week for another highly enlightening and conscious-shifting show, guests to be announced on the BBS Radio website. Be sure to go to the blog info site at bbsradio.com. On the left of the main page there, go to Trusted News Trader link. There is some incredible information there, and feel free to put up any interesting news you feel might be helpful to help the shift. Again, thanks, Don Newsom, my producer, for VBS Radio and what you do. You do it so well. And don't forget, folks, if it's not on mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. And like our very beautiful announcer said at the beginning of the show, if you're just not getting it on Coast to Coast AM anymore, that's because it's on bbsradio.com. So, folks, please, spread the news, spread the truth, spread the love, spread the light. Bye for now until next Saturday, same time, same place. And may your lives be filled with great joy and wonder, love and light to all.